Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, November 20th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Former OpenAI CEO and co-founder Sam Altman is set to join Microsoft after his attempt to return to OpenAI fell apart yesterday. On Friday, OpenAI pushed out Altman, citing unspecified actions by him that its board found to be hindering the company, and that he wasn't being consistently candid in his communications, after a series of clashes over the company's direction. That triggered weekend negotiations as investors, including Microsoft and employees, pushed for Altman to retake control. However, those efforts faltered Sunday, with the company instead naming former Twitch chief executive Emmett Shear as interim CEO, according to sources. Investors are falling out of love with green and sustainable investments. Wall Street has yanked more than $14 billion from ESG funds this year, according to Morningstar. And the third quarter was the first time more sustainable funds liquidated or removed ESG criteria from their investment practices than were added. This about-face comes as higher interest rates slam clean energy stocks and amid a growing political backlash against environmental, social and corporate governance investing. And Javier Milei, a self-described anarcho-capitalist, has secured an overwhelming victory in Argentina's presidential election on Sunday, claiming nearly 56% of the vote and defeating Economy Minister Sergio Massa. Milei's victory marks a significant shift for a country grappling with high inflation and rising poverty after years of populist leadership. In his victory speech, Milei pledged to undo a state-led economic model, which he claimed had failed the country. In addition to downsizing the Argentinian state, Milei plans to revamp the economy by adopting the US dollar, eliminating the central bank, and favouring trade with capitalist nations like the US over China. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European stocks are looking for direction. US stock futures are pointing higher ahead of the open. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.